This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to comment on this class, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. You can send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com. I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R at usaprepares.com. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. PhD,
good morning.
3X. Hey, Dr. Shealy. You know, I'm so delighted. I was thinking we are back with Dr. Norm Shealy every Monday. And, you know, it's wonderful to have the two Drs. Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren with us every Monday. So thank you so much for doing this. Dr. Shealy, This is a very difficult topic to discuss. We're talking about dying and death and many of the particulars. Is this what you want to talk about, or would you rather talk about something else?
Anything you want.
Okay. Well, let's start with this. When I was young, and I don't know why this topic came up, but my mother told me that sometimes when a child was born with very serious birth defects, that the doctor, you know, right after birth, the doctor would take the newborn child into another room and come back and say, "I'm so sorry. He didn't make it, or she didn't make it." And my mother called that mercy killings. Do you think that actually happened, or is that just folklore?
I suspect it's real.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. And the doctor, and we're talking about in the 50s, class, 1950s, and it seems to me that the doctors were looking at the burden of on everybody. The doctors were looking at the impact on the family, the lifelong care. They were looking at the possibilities that the young child would be facing and the probabilities and the likelihood of just a terrible, terrible lifelong journey, however long that might be, for the newborn who just wasn't perfect in all respects. Now, we're not talking about someone who's 97% perfect. We're talking about someone who really, really had physical deformations, mental, biological, etc. Dr. Shealy, do you think that was the right thing to do or not? Do you have a feel for that?
I do not think it's the right thing to kill anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I just thought we'd mention that because I figured that if anyone knew, you would probably know about what doctors had done, you know, just before you began practice. Because you began practice in the 1960s, is that right?
1952.
Wow. Okay.
I finished medical school.
1952. Oh, that's an easy year to remember. For me, that's 71 years. Okay. Dr. Shealy, I was talking with your son about circumcision. And I asked a doctor many, many years ago about circumcision and does the child feel pain? And the answer I got, and this is from a nurse as well, they won't remember it, which told me that they feel pain.
Okay. Interestingly, I was not circumcised at birth. But when I was in college, I developed some kind of problem that led to circumcision, and I do feel pain.
Okay. So for those parents who are wondering about circumcision and the boys feeling pain, the answer is they do. And the answer is that they also don't remember it. But they don't remember a lot of things when they were very, very, very young.
Right. Fortunately.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, organ donation. You know, I've gotten my driver's license here in the state of Missouri, and I was asked, do I want to be an organ donor? And my understanding, and please correct me if I have a misunderstanding, my understanding is that when a person has just passed and the organs are harvested, that person does not get anesthetic during that harvesting, and the person does experience pain. Is that correct or not?
I suspect so, but I don't know the actual circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be difficult to do anything about it if you've just passed and you can't move.
Right.
But I do remember... being tied down to a gurney and being put under anesthetic and having a camera put in my lung and waking up. And it was absolutely terrifying. My head was strapped down. My arms were strapped down. My torso was strapped down. My legs were strapped down. And the only thing I could do was blink. And it was waterboarding times, I don't know what, maybe 10. And, you know, having all these faces looking down at me, like, what's he doing awake? And so I'm, you know, I my driver's license says, no, I'm keeping all my organs. Do you have a recommendation or a position on that, Dr. Shealy, organ donation?
Well, I would not recommend an organ from a normal living human being.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I have a feeling that a person I know was about 37 years old. I mentioned this hour number one with your son, Sergey. Dr. Sergey, that I believe this person got pancreatic cancer after getting a transfusion. She was in a car accident, pretty horrific car accident, and... she got, I guess, multiple blood transfusions, and this was the era of the Clintons, Bill Clinton, selling blood from prisoners in Arkansas to the blood distribution system, and he was in it for profit. And you can look this up, class. You can look up Bill Clinton, maybe blood scandal or prisoner blood scandal. Dr. Shealy, is it possible that blood from other people is not tested to the degree where a person could get pancreatic cancer from blood from other people, disease people?
Anything is possible.
This is, you know, things to think about, class. And how about your thoughts on advanced directives about do not resuscitate or please resuscitate? What are your thoughts about, your son was talking about he broke a lot of ribs in the resuscitation process.
I feel that too much is enough, and so I would not be resuscitated.
Okay. And I remember over the many years you and I have been broadcasting together that you said something like this, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you were to get a tattoo, which would be very, 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 very unlikely, that it would be do not open tattooed on your chest. Does that still apply?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I detest the idea of major interventional surgery.
Dr. Shealy, is that because you've been there? You've been the surgeon doing surgeries, and does that have influence on your feeling about do not open the chest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When a person's put under anesthesia for a heart operation or some other kind of operation, do they feel what's happening, or are they just so, what happens? Why does the body not thrash around while it's being cut open?
Well, honestly, I have had major operations. I mean, on my spine, and I have never had an experience that I remember torture. Mm-hmm. No pain during surgery, in my personal case.
Okay, and my recollection of this torture that I went through that I just described, is that because I was not completely under, or I started to come out of it, I got the wrong dosage of the anesthetic? What do you think that might have been?
Anything's possible, but you weren't really asleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dr. Shealy, I understand that fentanyl is used as an anesthetic, is that correct?
Yes.
What does fentanyl do to the body? What I'm trying to do is draw in my mind a correlation relating to fentanyl being used to knock someone out, and then people thinking that they ought to binge on fentanyl, you know, as a recreational kind of stupidity.
Well, there's a thin line or thick line between conscious and unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is that what fentanyl does? People who binge or you do this for recreation want to be almost unconscious, but not quite. Is that it?
I would think so. I have no experience with fentanyl.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, have you been in the presence of people who were in the last breaths of life?
A few times, yes.
Do you have any scenarios, stories that you'd like to share with our class so that they can be more aware of what this is like?
I don't know enough detail. You know, I have never been that close to someone who's actually dying. But in an emergency room, things happen, and you're not aware of the total circumstances.
Have you ever had to tell a family member that their loved one has just passed away? Have you been in that situation that, as Dr. Sergey is in pretty much every day?
I have not been in a circumstance near death.
Okay, I was wondering if that's something that's taught in medical school. Here's how you do it. Here's what you say. Here's what you don't say. And here's when you leave.
Not to my knowledge or memory.
Okay. All right. Dr. Noam Shealy is with us. And I have some more questions about death and dying and what happens.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Pencils,
paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shields with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, does a person have a choice? Let's say it's death by natural causes, you know, rather than a major horrific car crash or something like that. Just natural causes. Does a person know when death is near?
I suspect yes and no. You know, sometimes. Well, people are aware of subtle things like out-of-body experiences. Not everybody has an out-of-body experience, but I've had at least two.
Would you like to share those out-of-body experiences with us? What does that mean? What were they?
Well, I was at a meeting of 200 people in Virginia Beach, and all of a sudden, I was aware that mentally, I was in space above the crowd and knew everything was going on, but wasn't physically there. It was like an exaggerated dream state.
So were you an active participant or were you a spectator in your mind?
Spectator. Spectator.
You're a spectator. Uh-huh. Okay. And can you tell us about the other one?
Well, I was in a large group, and suddenly I was aware that I was not in my body, but paying attention to the the speaker, probably.
Dr. Shealy, we have had an instructor, he's a wonderful, wonderful man. His name is Stuart. Stuart Thompson was his name. Rich even met him. And as a matter of fact, Rich asked me to find a car for him. And he was going to buy a BMW, and I suggested that he buy a Mercedes SL. And so we found a car for him, exactly what he wanted. And I worked on it with our son, and we got it all ready to ship out to Montana. And Stuart Thompson was a truck driver. He happened to be a neighbor. And Stuart was delighted to go out to Rich's place and put this car on. We put the car on a trailer, and he brought it out to Rich Sheban. And so I get to know Stuart Thompson very well and invited him to be on the air with us and talk about what he saw as he traveled throughout the United States as a truck driver. He was a dairyman. He was a farmer. And he owned and operated his own big rig with his wife. So Ginger and Stuart would travel the country. And so he was on and told us, you know, kinds of things that he saw, experienced. And it was a great, great instructor from a perspective of what's out there. Well, before he died, I'm thinking about the last 9 to 12 months before he died. He started doing things. And he was cleaning up his farm, and he rebuilt the barn, and he got some gravel for his driveway, and he was spreading it around. He was working, making the farm, you know, cleaning up all the little things that we farmers neglect. And I was really concerned about this because, I mean, it was wonderful what he was doing, but I was concerned that he was nesting. He was preparing, you know, when moms to be, you know, are getting ready to give birth, they get the house ready, cleaned up, all prepared for that new arrival. Well, I thought he was doing the equivalent of that, except preparing for death. Is there such a thing as that? Because, and then he died.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. People can have warnings, feelings, suspicions that they don't have long to go.
Dr. Sheely, is it, and that seemed to be what he was doing, in my opinion. And here's what happened, class. He went to the VA, and then his VA doctor told him, y'all need to get that jab. And so he followed his doctor's advice, he got the jab, and he was dead very shortly thereafter. He got sicker, and every day was worse, and he couldn't move. And finally, he went to the VA, and they told him he had, I believe he had cancer, and he was gone very, very shortly thereafter. Very sad story.
Wow.
Yep. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Sheely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. China is attempting to threaten Taiwan and play peacemaker over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As China seeks to establish itself as a new global counterbalance to Washington, they sent aircraft carriers towards Taiwan and launched live fire exercises in the straits, coming face-to-face with forces from Taiwan over the weekend. Taiwan claims it was just observing the exercises. Senator Lindsey Graham on the increased tensions.
I think they're setting the stage possibly for a blockade of Taiwan, that the Communist Chinese Party is going to test us dramatically this year and next year before the election.
Lindsay on Fox News has ideas how to slow China's role.
And we need to respond forcefully. If they do that, we need to blockade oil shipments coming from the Mideast to China.
Tennessee lawmakers expelled over disrupting the Tennessee House last week will be voted on today by the Nashville City Council. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Hunter, today is hot.
Keep it. Oh God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we talked about nesting and my firsthand experience with one of our instructors, Stuart Thompson. And that brings me to the next question, Dr. Shealy. And does a person have a choice to either stay alive or give up when there's a possibility of death being near, when the person, you know, realizes that they're pretty sick and they could just give up or continue the fight? Is there such a thing, or is it out of our control?
No, I think it's possible to go other way.
So it's possible to stay in the fight longer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's ever right to give up?
Wow, I don't know. You know, people vary immensely in their ability to fight back against war. And, you know, some people have a lifelong depression or anxiety, and they give up easier than others.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to give up very easily. I don't know if I'm afraid or not afraid, but there are a lot of things I want to get done. And the older I get, the more I realize there are a lot of things I haven't gotten done. And so, Dr. Seeley, I look at the amazing things that you have done, and you have, in my opinion, you feel that they're, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. In your mind, you've got more things that you want to do, and you stay active, and you want to keep doing them. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And is that something that helps a person live longer? The desire to get more of those things done. And personally, Dr. Seeley, my list is so long, I don't think I'll ever get them done. And I keep literally, I'm writing this book, 5 Minute University, and I keep adding to it, and people are saying, just publish it. But I've got more things I want to add to it. And, you know, we're building this campground here at our farm. We call it Natural Farms. And yesterday, I mean, we're just about ready to open it up for guests. And yesterday, I expanded each campsite by 15%. I thought, and they're plenty big. They're probably way bigger than probably 95% of the campsites out there. Each one of them is bigger. And I wanted to make them bigger than that. I want it to be perfect. Are we in the same boat, Dr. Seeley, that we want to get it right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a disease?
No, it's called ambition.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Seeley, have you sat down through the years of practice and talked to people who were had a malady that was so great that the likelihood of surviving it was not very good, and then sat down with that person, maybe held his or her hand, and talked about, regrets or no regrets? Meaning, I wish I had spent more time at the office. Meaning, you know, at that job, at the keyboard and mouse. I wish I spent more time flipping hamburgers. Did they have any regrets or no regrets that you could share with us?
Interestingly, people rarely bring up to my attention they're that desperate. But it is possible in a critical disease, especially.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I was thinking about that old saying that no one had ever had inscribed on his tombstone, he wished he spent more time at the office. And I think that probably holds true. I have a feeling that many people, if not most people, wish they'd spent more time with friends, family, and loved ones. You know, meaning not work so hard.
Right.
Dr. Seeley, I have, in my life, I've tried fruitlessly to contact some of the people who were in my life as children. Meaning, when I was a child, I had some boyfriends, girlfriends, friends who were girls, friends who were boys, and I've tried to contact them, and I have been almost unsuccessful. There's one that I was able to contact. His name is Pat Guadagno, and I invited him to be an instructor, and he is. He's a musician. other than that, it's been almost impossible for me to get friends from my boyhood years to respond, to, you know, even contact me, you know, leave phone numbers. I can't get through to them. Is this something that we do as we get older to try to contact the people in our former years?
Well, I have not personally done that, so I can't answer. I don't really have any contact with the people in high school, for instance, even in medical school. Now, fortunately, since medical school, I have been in, you know, frequent contact with all my classmates.
Do you think, I know you don't watch much TV, but do you think people are, they go into death with a positive outlook, or do you think that more are fearful and terrified?
I think, unfortunately, 97.5% of people are not conscientious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they have sloppy habits, unhealthy habits,
mm-hmm.
and they spend a lot more time anxious or depressed, or both.
And that carries through to the final moments.
Right.
Okay. I was reading information about people who, in the final moments, see their dogs. You know, their dogs and cats that they loved and who have passed on before them, and in the final moments they see them in their mind.
Right.
They have happy thoughts about being with their dogs and cats. And I can't say that I've had one of those experiences, but I can tell you this: when I'm in the dentist's office and my mouth is wide open, and I am experiencing no pleasure whatsoever, I think about my dog TJ, you know, who passed away, and you know I have a smile on my face while I'm undergoing this, you know, no fun procedure, and I can understand why people see their dogs and cats, you know, at the final moments. Have you learned of that or read about that or had first-hand experience with people who have said the same thing?
I've had occasional experiences of people mentioning that.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Dr. Shilley, how important is it to have loved ones around in the final moments?
Critical. I would not
mm-hmm.
not like to be alone to die.
Right. And I agree with that. And you know, we don't, here at the farm, we don't experience the life and deaths of people as much as we do with animals. And when we know an animal's going to die, we go out there to be with the animal. And of course we try to do everything possible to delay that. But we are there to comfort the animal. Do you think the animals have the same feelings that, you know, they know what's happening as we do and they appreciate that, or are we just wasting our time?
I suspect that's true, yes.
Do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us? Is there anything in your book or books that you'd like to share about this topic?
The most important thing in the world is to avoid depression and anxiety. And I have worked since 1972 with Ergonomic Training to train the mind to detach from suffering.
Avoid depression Dr. Shealy, there are so many people that I'm learning who are on chemical treatments for their depression.
Right.
Why are people depressed? I don't quite understand it. Is it financial? Is it they've messed up so much that they're in a hole that they feel they can never dig themselves out of? Is it their job is miserable and they get beat up every day at work and then they get up tomorrow and face it again and they think they've got the rest of their life getting beat up by the boss or the job? Or is it circumstances of desperation and deaths around them? What all of the above?
Many different roads to Rome. And different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of billions of people on the face of the earth, all of us are somewhat unique.
Dr. Shealy, as I mentioned, I was working on the campground yesterday, and I was expanding the campground by. I had a large mower. It's called a bush hog, and this thing mows down. Trees and, you know, small trees, saplings up to a couple inches in diameter and weeds and stickers. And I wanted to prevent our campers, our guests from being stuck with thorns. And so I wanted to give them the maximum amount of area. So I was mowing and going around in circles. And my mind was wandering as it does when I do tractor therapy. And I came to this idea and I just couldn't shake it. And that was about, and this is probably going to infuriate some people, but not too many in our class. And that is about ball games. Now, this actually ties together, class. So I was thinking that people who can't do anything on the weekends except watch guys in short pants throw balls around and gals in short pants throw balls around and chase them, and that occupies their whole weekend. I can't do that. It's impossible for me to do that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shiel is with us, medical doctor and a PhD times three. And we're talking about the end of life and what happens, what people are thinking. And I mentioned I was doing some tractor therapy. And it came to me that as I was going round and round in circles that, you know, listening to the drone of the diesel engine, that a lot of people seem to watch ball games and, you know, they look forward to it and they spend their entire weekend watching ball games. And I'm wondering why that is. I can't do it. I cannot do it because when I'm all done, if I had done it, when I was all done, I wouldn't have anything to show for it. I couldn't say, this is what I did over the weekend. I couldn't point to anything and say, you know, I fixed this, I designed this, I implemented that, I improved something, I wrote something. There's nothing that I could point to that said that it was a good use of my time. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, do you think that maybe people who watch ball games are those who don't engage themselves in learning more and taking on life's challenges, try to solve, figure out, improve, make, build, you know, et cetera? Do you have a feel for that?
I don't personally have a feel for that, but I suspect that a majority of people do.
Mm-hmm. And so the thought that comes to my mind is that watching a ball game could be a great way of putting your mind in park, where you don't have to think. You could just kind of watch these guys throw the ball and jump on top of each other or chase the ball or smack the ball with a stick or something like that.
I don't like this. What? As a people exercise.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering if you had thoughts about, you know, ambitions and things like that. It seems to, like, for example, yesterday I got off the tractor and I was absolutely worn out. And I was on the phone with Charles in Ohio. And Mrs. Finelli just happened to be on the phone with him, and she said, "Hey, Charles is on the phone," and it was great. But I was worn out; I was absolutely worn out. But it's delightful chatting with him about the topics for tomorrow's class. And right after I finished up with Charles, I wanted to take the wheel off the front of the tractor, paint the inside rim, and you know, and I was absolutely worn out. But I thought, you know what? I want to get this done. And it's the exact opposite of sitting down and watching guys throw, you know, and gals throw a ball around. Is that something that would tend to make a person live longer, Dr. Shuley? Or having a list that is so long that it can never be finished?
Absolutely.
You think that would?
But mm-hmm. that's rare, I think. Again, depression and anxiety dominate the lives of many people.
How do we get past the depression and anxiety, Dr. Shuley?
Train yourself to do origin training.
Mm-hmm.
Our arms and legs are heavy and warm. Our heartbeat calm and regular, et cetera, et cetera.
And that can help us pull right out of depression?
Absolutely.
Here's an interesting fact, Dr. Shuley. I had a friend, very, 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 very dear friend, and you know him. His name was John Stadtmiller. He'd come to the house many times, and you were here when he was visiting. And he said to me, remember, and this was in a movie, V for Vendetta, remember the 5th of November. He said to me that many, many, many times. He died on November 5th.
Wow.
And he said that for several years prior to his death. Do we know, Dr. Shuley, when we're going to die? Is there a date that comes up in our minds? Or is that just maybe coincidence or premonition on his part?
I think it's rare that kind of insight occurs.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally.
But he said that to me many, many times. And that particular date, the 5th of November, is an important date to me, and it has been for a very long time. I don't want to say on air exactly why, but it was easy for me to remember that date, November 5th. I believe President Eisenhower was elected or selected on the 5th of November. But it was quite astonishing to me that he said that so many times over the years. Dr. Shuley, none of us is going to get out of this alive, right?
Right.
And you just spent an hour or two with us of time that you're not going to get back. No one is going to get back the time that we spent in class today. Thank you. Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.